الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. From amongst the various blessings and favors that we have from the side of Allah Ta'ala, one great blessing is that Allah Ta'ala has made us from the best of ummats, from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Because of this link, we as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoy special exclusive favors from the side of Allah Ta'ala. One such favor that we have been bestowed with is what we have today, the day of Jum'ah. This day, the blessed day of Jum'ah, has been blessed upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as their special day. The Jews and Christians in the past nations, also wished and desired to have this day as their special day. However, Allah Ta'ala turned them away from this day and instead granted them the day of Saturday and Sunday. And we as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been granted this extremely special and blessed day. Now there are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which explain the virtue and the greatness of this day. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day upon which the sun had risen is the day of Jum'ah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the day and night of Jum'ah to be extremely radiant, to be illuminated. However, in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, "Inna yom al Jum'ah sayyidul ayyam wa a'zamuha 'inda Allah." The day of Jum'ah is the leader of all the days. وَأَعْظَمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And it is the greatest day in the sight of Allah. وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْأَضْحَى وَيَوْمِ الْفِطْرِ. It even has a greater status. It is even greater in the sight of Allah than the day of the two Eids, the day of Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. Generally, we will show importance to the days of the two Eids, where we will wear our best of clothing, we will eat the best of foods, we will apply itr, we will make ghusl, we will fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have been taught on these days. And we will show it the honor and respect it deserves. But here in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that in the sight of Allah, the day of Jum'ah is even greater than the days of the two Eids. Hence, just as how we show respect and honor to the days of the two Eids, we should be showing respect and honor to this day of Jum'ah. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Fihi khamsu khisal." This day of Jum'ah has five specialities. خلق الله فيه آدم وأهبط الله فيه آدم إلى الأرض وفيه توفى الله آدم. In this day of Jum'ah, Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salam. On this day of Jum'ah, alone onto this earth, on the day of Jum'ah, Allah Ta'ala had taken away the soul of Adam alayhi salam. وفيه ساعة لا يسأل الله فيها العبد شيئا إلا أعطاه ما لم يسأل حراما. The fourth quality or the fourth speciality, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on this day of Jum'ah, there is a special moment of acceptance where a person has to ask anything from the side of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will definitely grant it to him. مَا لَمْ يَسْأَلْ حَرَامًا. As long as he does not ask for anything impermissible and haram. As long as he does not ask for anything impermissible. On this special moment of acceptance, which comes every week on the day of Jum'ah, a person will get his du'as answered. Now ulama explain that the actual time of this, of when the special moment of acceptance is, has been hidden from the ummah. And perhaps this also is a blessing, so that on the different occasions we have on this day, we exert ourselves in dua and supplicating to Allah. But two famous opinions with regards to when the special moment of acceptance is found. Some ulama feel that this moment of acceptance is the time between the two khutbahs. The time between the two khutbahs. Now this is a time when we cannot verbally make dua, but silently from within our heart, whatever duas we want, we can make it in this short period of time. And most ulama feel that this moment of acceptance is found in the time period between Asr and Maghrib Salah. That is why we find many pious ulama, many pious will sit in the time between Asr and Maghrib in order to ensure they capture and they get this very special moment of acceptance from the side of Allah. In fact, it is mentioned with regards to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that she would have an attendant, and this attendant would look at the sun, and just when it is about to set, just before sunset, he would tell Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha with regards to this time. And now she would go and she would sit on her musalla and engage in dua till the time the sun had set. Hence she would show importance and significance to the special moment of acceptance that we have been granted from the side of Allah. This is the fourth quality or the fourth speciality of this day. Fifth speciality, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam further says in this hadith, وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. On the day of Jum'ah will Qiyamah take place. Qiyamah will take place on the day of Jum'ah. وَمَا مِن مَلَكٍ مُقَرَّبٍ وَلَا سَمَاءٍ وَلَا أَرْضٍ وَلَا رِيَاحٍ وَلَا جِبَالٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا هُنَّ يُشْفِقْنَا مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this day of Jum'ah is the day when Qiyamah will take place. Hence every close angel, the skies, the earth, the mountains, the winds, the seas, all of them have fear and apprehension for the day of Jum'ah. Why? Because they fear that the day of Qiyamah is going to take place on this day. So this day of Jum'ah is an extremely great and significant day for us. Hence we need to show it the honor and the respect that it deserves. We should not be showing honor and respect to the customs, to the important days of other nations. With regards to the Jews, with regards to Christians, we should not fall into the trap of following their ways. Unfortunately, we find that come the time of Christmas, come the time of New Year's, or come the time of some special occasion of other religions, people are now celebrating with them. People are enjoying the festivals with them. Sometimes we even advertising in our businesses, Christmas sale, Diwali sale, New Year's sale. We attributing these sales to these occasions which have absolutely no importance and significance in the life of a Muslim. In fact, if a person has to engage in celebrations with them, then he is actually, this is something which is detrimental to his iman. He is putting his iman in danger. Hence, we show respect and honor to the days that Islam has shown us should be shown significance. We do not show any respect and honor to the days, to the days and celebrations of the kuffar. Now, if you look into this day of Jum'ah, different ibadat, different acts of worship we are taught, which should be carried out every week on this day of Jum'ah. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we should recite Surah Kahf. Surah Kahf has many virtues. In fact, in this time of fitna and evil, the recitation of Surah Kahf is even more emphasized. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained, by you reciting Surah Kahf on the day of Jummah, it will be a means of protection from fitna, and if Dajjal had to come, it will protect you from Dajjal as well. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the importance and significance of reciting abundant durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this day. We need to take our time daily to dedicate to the recitation of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in the many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us we should increase our durood on the day of Jum'ah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, increase your durood upon me on the illuminated night and the radiant day of Jum'ah. Increase your durood upon me as your durood are presented to me. And in return of this, in return, I will make dua for you and I will seek forgiveness on your behalf. By you reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this day, you earn the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he seeks forgiveness to Allah on your behalf. So they are reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also extremely important and emphasized. But perhaps we can say the highlights of the day of Jum'ah, the highlight and the main event, so to say, of the day of Jum'ah is the Salatul Jum'ah. The Salah that we are about to perform, if we look into the Qur'an Majeed, Allah Ta'ala makes mention in Surah Jum'ah, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of Iman, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ, when the call is being made to come for Salah, referring to Jum'ah Salah, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, hasten to the remembrance of Allah, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ, and leave out dealings, leave out business transactions. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that now when the azan is being called out, you need to leave out everything, and فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and hasten to the remembrance of Allah. Fuqaha explain that in this verse, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of leaving out business transactions, but they explain that everything that will be an obstacle and an hindrance in you coming and fulfilling this obligation of Salah, in you hastening to come to the masjid to fulfill your obligation, everything that's an obstacle will need to be left out. Hence, you need to drop everything and come and hasten in coming to fulfill the obligation of Jum'ah Salah. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave out business transactions. This fulfillment of the command of Allah, of hastening for the Jum'ah Salah, of coming for Jum'ah, is something which the pious in the past had paid great importance to. In fact, even on occasions where they were not able to physically come for the Jum'ah Salah, they made an effort as much as they could in order to fulfill this injunction. It is mentioned regarding Qadi Bakkar bin Qutayba rahimahullah. He was the head judge of Egypt in the 3rd century of Islam, in the time when the ruler of Egypt was Ahmad bin Tulun. So Qadi Bakkar was the head Qadi of Egypt, and he had a very good relationship with the ruler Ahmad bin Tulun. However, after some time had passed, there was a difference of opinion with regards to some political issue between the ruler and between the head judge, between Ahmad bin Tulun and Qadi Bakkar. And it so happened that Ahmad bin Tulun got Qadi Bakkar put into jail. He was imprisoned for a few years. But it is mentioned in this time while he was in jail, each and every Jummah would come. He would, on the day of Jummah, he would take a ghusl. He would apply itar. He would put on the best clothes that he would have had available in the jail. And he would now walk towards the door. He would walk towards the door of the jail. So the person in charge would tell him, where are you going? Where are you going? He says, Nadani munadi rabbi, that the caller of my Rabb, the muazzin, has called me. I need to go fulfill this obligation of deen. So the doorkeeper would tell him that as much as I do not like it, but I will not be able to allow you to go. You cannot go. So then Qadi Bakkar would say, Allahumma ashhad, that oh Allah, you bear testimony, you bear witness, I did as much as I could in order to fulfill this injunction of deen. I did as much as I could. This is mentioned regarding Qadi Bakar, another incident. Sheikh al-Hind, Mulana Mahmood Hassan rahimahullah, he was imprisoned in the island of Malta by the British because he was making an effort to liberate India from the oppressive rule of the British. He was in the island of Malta. It is mentioned regarding him as well on the day of Jum'ah. When the day of Jum'ah would come, he would wash his clothes. He would take a ghusl. And now again, he would also proceed towards the gate of the jail, towards the gate of the prison. He wouldn't be allowed. In this time, while he is there, he would shed a few tears because of being unable to fulfill this obligation of deen. And he would go back into the jail and he would perform his zuhr salah. These people, perhaps they would have known from before that it is not possible for me to come for, to go for the Jum'ah Salah. But I need to fulfill this obligation. I need to do as much as I can in order to fulfill this injunction of deen. Unfortunately, today is such. We come to the door of the masjid, not to the door of the jail. We come to the door of the masjid at the time of Jum'ah, but we will not enter the masjid until the time of salah is about to start. Until the salah is about to commence, many people have complaints as employees that they do not get leave to come for Jum'ah salah. They do not get leave for Jum'ah. Now the best thing would be obviously from before, from the beginning, have an employment or choose an employment where you will be allowed wholeheartedly to come for Jum'ah salah. But if this is something which is not allowed, then you should make a special request to the employer that I will need to go for the Jum'ah Salah and I will cover up my time later on. I cannot miss out on this important injunction in deen. I will cover up my time. I will work overtime later on. In fact, even if it means cutting a part of my salary, even if it means taking a financial knock, in order for me to fulfill this injunction of deen, I will wholeheartedly accept. Definitely, if a person does this, he will definitely get barakah and blessings in his wealth from the side of Allah. Definitely, it will be a means of earning the pleasure of Allah. Together with the employment, we have situations where children in school, who are still in school at the time of Jum'ah Salah, they also, it is important for them to be get to go to the masjid to perform the Jum'ah. If they are not being allowed to come to the masjid for Jum'ah, then they at least the Jum'ah Salah should be performed in the schools. It should not be such week in, week out, weekends, weeks and weeks are passing. That child is not performing the Jum'ah Salah. That important injunction in deen, that child is not exposed to it. What is going to happen to that child as he grows up when he does not know what is the importance of Jum'ah Salah? So this is with regards to a person's employment, with regards to education. In fact, even as an employer, if a person is an employer, then he should not be holding his employees back from coming for the Jum'ah Salah. In fact, he should allow them to leave early as he can, in order for them to come to the masjid for the Jum'ah Salah. Some people have this way in their factories, in their warehouses. Then in order to make it easy, so the least amount of time is spent, they have an in-house, what we can say, shortcut Jum'ah. So the khutbah is given, the salah is performed, we can say the salah is done. But the importance of coming and performing it in the masjid is not there. We need to, many times it happens, the employees that are working for us, the only exposure they will have to the masjid will be at the time of the Jum'ah. It should not be such because of our own selfishness, because of our own material gain. We depriving these employees from coming to the masjid for salah. So we should be closing early to come to the masjid for salah. Together with closing early, we should be encouraging them to come to the masjid and perform the salah in the masjid. This is extremely important in deen, that they come to the masjid in order to perform the salah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, with regards to the different actions of Jum'ah Salah, a very great reward a person can obtain by him fulfilling 6 actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ghasala wa ghtasal." First action, a person performs ghusl on the day of Jum'ah. Such a ghusl that is thorough, that is complete. He cleans himself thoroughly for this day of Jum'ah. ثُمَّ بَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ. Then he leaves early to come for the Jum'ah Salah. One of the important, if you look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the lives of the pious in the past as well, the roads would be full of people walking early, from early in the morning, in order to come for the Jum'ah Salah. So the second thing, he leaves early for the Jum'ah Salah. The third thing, وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ. Third action, he comes walking, obviously if possible. He comes walking, he does not mount a conveyance. Fourth action, وَدَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ. He comes close to the Imam. He enters the masjid. He's not sitting in the back. He comes and he fills the masjid from the front. And he sits as close as possible as he can to the Imam. فَاسْتَمَعَ. Fifth action. He listens it attentively. وَلَمْ يَلْهُ. Sixth action. He does not engage in any vain activities or any futile talk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person every week, he fulfills these six actions. Every week he has the opportunity of earning the thawab and reward. كَانَ لَهُ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ صِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ صِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. For every step that he had taken in coming to the masjid, for every step that he had taken, he will earn 1 year's reward of fasting in the day and performing tahajjud salah at night. Such a great reward a person can enjoy. We all have that ability. We all have the potential to become, to earn this great reward from the side of Allah Ta'ala. In the last verse of Surah Jummah, Allah Ta'ala makes mention, وَإِذَا رَأُوا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوَنٍ فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the early stages in Madinah Tayyibah, the khutbah used to be given after the Jummah Salah. The khutbah used to be given after the Jummah Salah. So it so happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, he was delivering the khutbah after the salah was performed. At that time, the trade caravan of Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time had not yet accepted Islam. He enters Madinah Tayyibah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had heard of the caravan entering. At this time in the land of Madinah Tayyibah was a time of great scarcity of food. The necessities were, there was a shortage of necessities. Together with that, Sahaba did not know at that time the importance of the khutbah. And they also felt, if we do not rush to the caravan, then we will not get a chance to get our basic necessities from it. So because of these factors, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the khutbah, they left Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go to this caravan. Upon this, Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses. وَإِذَا رَأُوا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوَنٍ فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا. When they see trade, when they see business, and they see amusement, in فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا, they rush towards it. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. Then they leave you standing. They leave, besides a few sahaba, most of them had left on that occasion. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is by Allah in terms of thawab and reward in the akhirah, and in terms of barakah and blessings in your wealth, even in this world, is better for you than this, than trade and amusement. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is the best of sustainers. Allah Ta'ala is the best of providers. Each and every one of us know and understand that sustenance, provisions is coming only and solely from the side of Allah. We may be adopting different means in order to obtain that sustenance, but Allah Ta'ala is telling us, Allah Ta'ala is the best of sustainers, Allah Ta'ala is the best of providers. Hence, how can we disobey Allah? How can we be missing our salah, our zuhur salah, our asr salah? How can we be disobeying Allah in terms of engaging in interest and haram transactions in order to earn that sustenance that is being given from the side of Allah? So may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of bringing alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects of our lives. And may He allow us to uphold the importance and significance of this great day of Jum'ah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.